Welcome back to Your Voice is Amplified, the podcast from latestsale.com. We kick off with our first ever tech entertainment podcast episode, Virtual Reality Workouts Today. Virtual reality plays a significant role in every sector. The technology is ever evolving and has contributed to the revolution of the fitness industry as we know it. We're going to kick off this episode by exploring the science behind virtual reality workouts, the first of our three-part series on this topic.
The first time I ever thought about virtual reality or VR was way back in the 1990s. It was Sharon Stone who kicked this off with virtual reality tennis in one of my favorite sci-fi movies, Total Recall.
Well, hang on. Is it the cast and Arnold Schwarzenegger you were admiring in Total Recall or virtual reality tennis?
Well, naturally, I was following Arnie all over the screen, but that is not the point. I do believe that emergent applications for VR workouts offer improved motivation and adherence.
What other benefits represent the primary attractions?
Leveraging the power of immersive experiences, enhancing motivation and adherence to exercise regimens are top of my list. Studies have shown that VR workouts can increase enjoyment, reduce perceived effort, and promote longer durations compared to traditional forms of exercise. According to a study published in the Journal of Medical Internet Research, VR workouts had a 24% higher adherence rate compared to non-VR workouts.
Another interesting observation is combining exercise with immersive virtual environments ensures unique and engaging fitness experiences emerge.
Coupled with that, you can also include increased caloric expenditure as an additional advantage. Research conducted by the University of Minnesota found that participants who performed a VR workout burned, on average, 27% more calories compared to those who engaged in traditional workouts.
Now, I did not know that.
Have you ever seen my Zumba workouts? What does that show you? Come on. You know my Zumba moves are rocking. You know it.
Do not even get me started. Cheyenne, eat your heart out, man.
But seriously, the immersive nature of VR workouts combined with gamification elements encourages users to exert more effort during physical activities. The third area I researched is enhanced cognitive engagement through interactive and visually stimulating environments. A study published in Frontiers in Psychology found that participants who performed VR workouts showed improved cognitive function, including attention, memory, and executive function, compared to those who engaged in non-VR workouts. The combination of physical exercise and cognitive engagement in VR workouts can generate potential benefits for brain health and overall well-being. Then, in fourth place, another consideration is the likelihood of accessibility and convenience, possibly eliminating the need for specialized equipment or dedicated fitness spaces. Gym workouts, in the traditional sense, going to a physical space with others you may or may not know, will come to an end. I am not being dramatic here. This will be the impact of everyone turning en masse towards an application using the home environment. More insular workouts, less social interaction, the end of the gym as a place to exercise as we know it today. I believe these app developers are missing a trick, though, because exercise is not an isolated pursuit. Fitness centers offer a space for casual interactions. The feeling that you are, yes, essentially exercising for your own benefit, but then you are comforted by seeing a group of other individuals you do not know do the same thing. A clear bond emerges because you all enjoy the same goal, and that is comforting. An application cannot do that. Because whatever you see on the screen, even if it is a million people exercising, these virtual reality images represent individual experiences and not group endeavors in a unified environment. As for the manufacturing of sports equipment, that will take a massive hit too, affecting workforces and supply chains globally, both directly and indirectly, together with retail, both offline and online, negatively impacted, along with product development specialists, sales personnel, marketing, and product design workers. Where will all these workers go? nowhere. And that is because if all industries are ceremoniously shut down in this way, and there are no options to train and be immersed into other suitable professions, there will be no end to the mass destruction of jobs in the sector. Users can engage in VR workouts from the comfort of their homes, reducing barriers to entry and allowing for more flexibility in scheduling workouts. That is one of the benefits app developers will highlight. But as mentioned before, this perhaps unintended push for isolation is the weakness of the VR workout strategy. Accessibility, however, can appeal to a wider range of individuals in some cases, including those who may face physical limitations, live in remote areas, or prefer privacy whilst exercising. But will we encourage this type of isolation as a long-term solution to fitness?
What about the potential impact on the film industry?
This is the fifth consideration. The immersive nature of VR workouts certainly opens up opportunities for collaboration between tech entertainment providers and movie producers. Filmmakers can create immersive fitness encounters within virtual worlds, incorporating elements of storytelling and cinematic visuals to optimize the workout experience.
Well, that sadly brings us to the end of this session. Don't forget to keep listening and tune in every Tuesday. The next Your Voice is Amplified episode in this latest Sail.com series covers the technology behind virtual reality workouts.